Oi, DJ, put a CD on and let's do this, man. Come on. Yeah. This one's for my people. My generation, yeah.
Heavy Nang.
Wicked,
so
heavy, it's
heavy. Nang.
It's a book heavy. Yeah. Thursday night and I'm dressed boho. My girl's in a polka dot mock dress and we're heading for yo-yos. Once inside, the vibe is typical. But Lily Keith Allen's in the corner giving some disco friends an earful. She's talking trash about her rivals, calling them brass. What the hell, Adele? Nah, Kate Nash, as a matter of fact. Don't know why Lily Keith's being a dickhead for. Stop being a dickhead. So I stand at the back, spot my Ronson and Future Cut, laughing all the way to the bank. Huh? I'm confused, what's with those dudes? Guess they know something we don't.
London is a victim, London is a victim, London is a victim, LDN is a victim. London is a victim, yeah, London is a victim, London is a victim, LDN is a victim.
We move on in a hurry to the garage in Highbury to catch Remy Nicole reading extracts from Mr. Hudson's library. Outside there's a melee, a scruffy white boy swearing, being leery and angry. Must admit his girl is tasty. Oh, silly me, it must be Plan B. Sorry, Ben, so we jump the queue because of our hairdos and walk straight past Jack Panate and his public school rock and roll crew. And they're saying things like, it's so rock and roll in here, it's awesome groovy. But what do they know? Cause this is a middle class art school thing, yeah? So put on your common accents and let's all sing.
Put on your common accents and let's all sing. London is a victim. London is a victim. London is a victim. LDN is a victim. London is a victim. London is a victim. London is a victim. LDN is a victim.
This night's getting random, so it's off to Camden. There's their crackheads there, but I mean, like, I'm from the ghetto, so I don't really care. Whilst we walk, I write poetry, cause I kinda see myself as a bit of a Pete Doherty. And hopefully with this hat and smoking rollies, we'll make girls think of him when they look at me. We arrive, I hope we're on guest list. I'm strapped with my glow stick, cause at the moment the klaxons are kinda the shiz. But I think they're a bit gay, I prefer the Maccabees, but my mates can't get enough of it. Aw, oh, man. We're not on the guest list, can you call your mum and see if we get a lift? Oh shit.
London is a victim. London is a victim. London is a victim. LDN is a victim. London is a victim. London is a victim. London is a victim. LDN's a victim.
I just want to shout out some people. Like, firstly, the godfather of it all, Mike Skinner. If he hadn't come down from Birmingham and put on the London accent, then, like, where would we all be, man? Like, nowhere, we'd have nothing. Like, he's a godfather and the, that bloke from the Audio Bullies, yeah, yeah. Like, he's a fallen soldier because he just dropped off. And Love City Groove, Love City Groove, they were heavy back in the day. Like, my big brother told me about them. Yeah, most of all, I just want to thank, like, all the 45-year-old white male record executives of all the major labels for just, like, pumping hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of pounds behind, like, this sound and, like, the way we speak and just allowing us to saturate this shit, because, I mean, that's what it's about, man. Motherfucking saturation, yeah? That's what we're about. Get me. Like, we just want to do this, exploit it and, like, make the most of our heritage and, like, yeah, get paid, innit? Yeah, nice one, safe. And, like, hold up. There's one guy that, like, just pisses me off, and I just gotta say this because I'm on the record. Have you heard Just Jack, yeah? Like, what's that about? I mean, like, just exploit your fucking accent, that's all we need to hear. Yeah, none of that stars in their eyes. So what if I got stars in my eyes, blood? So what? Oh, Jesus, he's gonna love that one. Drop the bass line. Oi, download this to death, you know. Put this on your MySpace, download it, tell all them sick people, like, to trust me to get into it. Yeah, say.
But drop it back.
Alright, I gotta say a few things. Is my voice still? Take my voice down.
To all the folks out there that, you know, maybe a bit pissed off, and all the folks that find it funny, you know what? This is for all of you. Yeah, London City 2007, rinse your accent, buy our t-shirt.
Happy Shopper Records, cheapest tunes around, get me!
Stupid people think it's cool,
Smart people think it's a joke. Also cool.
Hello and welcome to Filthy Few podcast number 15. Thanks very much for downloading us from that World Wide Web thingamajig. Podcast 14 was actually probably our most popular, so thanks very much for that. That tune there was from London is a Victim, and it's Lily Allen who kicked off a bit of a furore over this. It's a satirical little track, as you probably guessed, taking the mick out of some of the new wave of acts that are emerging out of London, from the likes of Jack Peñate, Remy Nicole, Kate Nash, and Mr. Hudson and his library. But worth checking out some of those bands, actually, that he name checks. I went and had a little listen to Mr. Hudson and his library. I think he's a bit of a bookworm. I think he went to either Oxford or Cambridge, but he's got a track called Ask the DJ, which is really cool, and it's you can listen to that myspace.com/Mr. Hudson, and they're gigging pretty intensely around the UK, so try and check them out if you can. Now, coming up on today's show, podcast number 15, we've got music from The Real Heat, Jolene and the Jing Jang Jong, what a name, Nick Nell, Dance Lazarus Dance, Lo-Fi Culture Scene, and some guy called Tom Young. But first, this is Ghost Frequency with For the Wolves. Frequency there. They're a five-piece from London, and they're signed to the City Rockers label of FC Kahuna fame. I think they're no longer with them, but still good things from that label. And very big things expected of Ghost Frequency. They've got a very favourable review in Dazed and Confused magazine, and they've also got gigs around the UK and around London at the Filthy Duke's Night, Kill 'Em All, Let God Sort 'Em Out, Hoxton Bar and Grill, they're playing, and Filthy Few Live on Friday, 29th of June. Come down to Bar Music Hall. It's from 8 till 2. It's free to get into, and we've got some mighty fine acts playing for us, including The Shakes, This City, Ghost Frequency, Dead Kids, and Johnny Foreigner. So make sure you try and join us for that one. More information on myspace.com/filthyforuk. If you want to check out some information on Ghost Frequency, go to their MySpace, myspace.com/theghostfrequency. Make sure you stay tuned to the Filthy Few podcast number 15 for some more top tunage. But first, there's this from The Real Heat.
Yeah. if your heart's not in it,
little pop number that is. Electro Glitch Pop is I think what they describe their thing as. Three girls, and they'll be taken to the stage, so come witness. They're playing Filthy Few live on Thursday, May the 10th, with Florence and the Machine and Burmese Days. We're doing that on Party in association with Transparent Magazine. Now, Pop Justice said they were the best band of 2007. It's quite an accolade to get from Pop Justice. And Simon Cowell, Mr. Nasty from Pop Idol, he said, quote, "The real heat are how I like to take my coffee. Dark, hot and sweet." What a quote from the man, from the Mr. Teeth Whitening Head. Oh, I don't know. I better watch what I say, actually, about him. Mr. Nasty, we'll just call him. Anyway, more information, myspace.com/TheRealHeat for more information on them.
Loyalty's gone.
That was Jolene and the Jing Jang Jong. What a name. That's their track, Lucho Starts Fires. Now, my friend, got to give reps for this. My friend Penelope Hoxton, she put me onto these guys, and she said they were, at the minute, and I quote, A&R titillation material of the moment. Now, I replaced the adjective she used with titillation. I think you kind of get the, you know, what I'm trying to get at here, basically. It involves pornography. Well, I'll leave it at that. Signed it to Young and Lost Recordings, and they hail from South London. And if you want more information on them, myspace.com/Jolene and the Jing Jang Jong. So check them out. They've still got relatively few hits, but I reckon they're going to explode. Now, festival season is around the corner, and I was lucky enough to go along to the Groove Armada album launch at the Hammersmith Palais last week. Now, this confused me. When I first heard about this, I thought The Fall had closed it all. You know, I went to see Kasabian a while back, and that was meant to be one of the last gigs. The Fall were one of the, well, the last band to play at the Hammersmith Palais. And then I get this invite saying Groove Armada album launch. Bewildered me a little bit. Obviously, the record company pulled out the big bucks and got it opened up again. But it was a nice little night. Great seeing them in action again. But it kind of reminded me of the festival season. So I thought I'd collate together some of our filthy few tips for the festival season. So we've picked out a few little beauts that we're going to be attending, or we've attended in the past, and that we rate highly in the world of what we think rocks. Now, firstly, after an absence last year due to the field rotations or whatever palaver Michael Eavis is going on about, Glastonbury, the obvious, the mother of all festivals, as it's probably better known, returns. It's got a lineup consisting of a venerable who's who of the music world at the minute. Tickets have already been and gone, so if you haven't got one, then unfortunate and gutted, but don't go on eBay, don't support the touts. But the Filthy Few will be bringing you a special Glastonbury Filthy Few podcast, so make sure you stay tuned for that. Next up is the very excellent Roskilde Festival in Denmark. Now, that was the birthplace, if you've been listening since the advent, the dawn of the Filthy Few podcast. Number one. Oh, God, so long ago. The memories it brings back. We went there over to Denmark. I think we took something like 3 night buses, 1 plane, 2 trains, maybe a horse and cart along the way. Rather interesting visit. Brilliant festival. And the Scandies have got it going right off over there. They've got lineup this year consisting of the Beastie Boys, Bjork, Arctic Monkeys, The Who, CSS, The Killers, Klaxons. I could go on, and they've got more blonde than you can shake a stick at. Look out for something I found really, really strange. Me and my friend were walking around. The girls don't mind where they go to the toilet there. It's quite a liberal place, Scandinavia, it seems. But check out roskilde-festival.dk for more information on tickets, lineups and the like. As I said, the list is endless of the top quality acts that they've got going on there. And finally, from our camping bag of festival goodness, I've already got my ticket for this little beaut. It's the O2 Wireless Festival in London on Saturday the 16th of June. Daft Punk, CSS, Klaxons, Calvin Harris, Metronomy, LCD Sound System and Digitalism all take to the stage in Hyde Park. It's my first venture to this little soiree in the middle of London town, in the big park in the middle of London town. What a setting, what a place, and not too much of a bore lake to get to. Now, I have heard conflicting reports, unfortunately, about the atmosphere and the beer queues apparently being quite big, and also the fact that I'm sure some people won't like it for the fact that it's a big branded corporate shindig where the majority of people there are probably on the freebies from the companies. But hey ho, you know, it's down the road, so it's not too bad. But with a lineup like that, I think it'd be hard pushed to not have a cheeky little smile on my face. And last but by no means least, for the ultimate festival wind down, if that is at all possible, not sure it is, then head to Bestival on the Isle of Wight in September. It's curated by Radio 1's very own Rob the Bank, and there's fine ear damage coming to you from the Beastie Boys, Gossip, Man Like Me, Chemical Brothers, and those comedy japesters, the Cuban Brothers. But there's just a few there, obviously a whole load more. Check out efestivals.co.uk, plus obviously local press, national press, that sort of thing, and you'll find info on what's going on, and definitely worth checking out. Also, make sure you do try and check out some of the smaller festivals like Electric Gardens and Tales of the Jackalope that are also happening. So wake up, and he dies, and in the next 5 seconds he he feels nothing. He feels nothing. He feels nothing.
chemicals, or he still wants to know what he's missing. Cause he feels like maybe if he could build another robot, then it would all be okay. Till he or she would love him anyway. Then it's him like a vice, the voice of your reason. He wishes he could dream or scream of electric sheep or anything because
if his love just
Fine Music, a one-man show. That's Nick Nell there. He hails from London. As I said, he's a bit of a one-man band. You'll see him perusing the streets of London town with his guitar around his shoulder and a cheeky smile on his face. There he is. He makes some fantastic music, and go to his myspace.com/Nick Nell to hear some more of it. He's got gigs all over the shop, and he'll be performing down at Filthy Few Live, taking to our stage on Thursday, July the 12th. Can't wait to have him down. Really looking forward to seeing him in the flesh and performing his tricks. He's got some great top friends on MySpace. I love the love that he's got for his fellow compadres on the music scene at the minute, and a good idea of what sort of stuff he digs. Now we finally head out of London. If you're getting a little bored of the London thing, we got train ticket, express ticket, and in only 1 second we get there. Teleportation is now possible. This is some tunage from some guys called Dance Lazarus Dance. I'll have more information after this track.
Yeah. him you got.
You've got plenty of time, so why don't you justify crime? Let you know I'm waiting, and we'll try to find something for you to enjoy. You've got plenty of time, so why don't you justify crime? Let you know I'm waiting, and we'll try to find something for you to enjoy.
So that's Dance Lazarus Dance there with We Put the Fun in Fundamentalist. I don't know if Fundamentalist fun, but never mind. Great band, great track. They were given the Steve Lamacq Demo of the Week back in March. Quite an accolade. Five-piece from Glasgow. And I actually heard a comedy name from Glasgow the other day. Now, I must state, this is from a Glaswegian before I actually probably get bottled myself. But I don't want to be accused of anything. She calls it Glass Vegas, which is quite funny because I hear some of the local Glaswegians take particular offence to some of the students and often enjoy maybe throwing a beer bottle or pint glass in their faces and causing them some unnecessary damage, really. So thought I'd share that with you. Glass Vegas, quite funny, made me laugh. Probably won't make you laugh. They'll be playing Filthy Few live on Thursday, June the 14th with I Say Marvin, Somebody and the Funbongo Pound System. Come down, he'll be handing out £3. No, not really. Check out their MySpace, myspace.com/DanceLazarusDance. More fine tunage from you now. You wouldn't believe how old these kids are. Check this out. Lo-fi culture scene with Meet Again.
Different.
What a great track and what a taste of things to come. Believe it or not, these guys are 13, which is actually really scary. Because if they can do this now, God knows what sort of tunes they're going to be knocking out when they're, you know, knocking onto legal drinking age. They're a five-piece from London, and you can check out some more of their tunes. They've got another great track up on the MySpace at time of recording this podcast. It's myspace.com/thelofi culture scene. Hopefully they'll put some more tracks on, but as I say, there's two on at the moment, and they've been described as mini Maccabees, which is not a bad title at all. But thanks very much for joining us, Podcast 15. But do make sure you come to check out our live event. It's at Bar Music Hall every second Thursday of the month. Filthy Few Live takes to the stage and the decks. And we're also doing a Big Bonanza extravaganza on Friday the 29th of June. It's free to get into. It's 8 till 2am. And we've got five live acts, which is pretty... It's the most we've ever had on in one night, but we've got the 2 o'clock license, so it's going to be going till the early hours. myspace.com/filthyfewuk for more information, and you can check out what lineups we've got coming up in the coming months. Now, if you do listen to the podcast and like what you hear, then we'd love it if you could leave a little message for us on our iTunes page, and that's where you pick up these podcasts from. So we do love and appreciate you for downloading this. We do apologise if you've had problems in the past few weeks. We're having issues with bandwidth, not blowing our own trumpet, but it's become far more popular than we ever anticipated. So we're currently working on some more space, and we'll have some exciting news in the coming weeks of what we're up to. But now we leave you with the track. He's a 21-year-old student from East Anglia. He's not a track, actually. He's an artist. Sorry about that. He's, like I said, 21-year-old student from East Anglia. He's currently studying sound technology at Liverpool Institute of Performing Arts, which is, I think, the place that Paul McCartney set up, so not too bad getting in there. Now, he's called Tom, and he's got this ethos that he strongly believes in live dance music. This is Tom Young, DMB Wannabe. You've been a great audience. Check out Tom Young Music off MySpace, and you can check it out there. Filthy View Podcast will be entering your iTunes in the not-too-distant future. We'll have some exciting news. Hope to see you at the live event. And for the moment, take care of yourselves, Jerry Springer style, and each other.